Today, another one of President Biden's nominees for a cabinet position made his case for confirmation. Former South Bend mayor and Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg sat before senators as they considered him to be the country's next transportation secretary. Meantime, a key move in both houses to clear the way for President Biden's choice as defense secretary. News Nation's national political correspondent Dean Reynolds in the newsroom tonight with the latest on those nominations. Dean.
Rob, slowly but surely, the transformation of the government from the Trump administration to the Biden administration is grinding along this week, with several Cabot nominees undergoing confirmation hearings in the Senate. So far, only one of President Biden's cabinet-level appointees has been confirmed. Avril Haines is the new director of National Intelligence, replacing John Ratcliffe, a former Republican congressman from Texas. She is the first woman to ever serve in that position.
When it comes to intelligence, there is simply no place for politics ever.
The president also made clear today through his press secretary, Jen Psaki, that he intends to keep FBI Director Christopher Wray on in his role, and he has confidence in the job he is doing. It's not a cabinet-level position, but it is significant that the president wants to keep Wray, who has been on the job since 2017, when he took over from James Comey, who President Trump fired. Wray's position that voter fraud was not an issue in the last campaign led to speculation Mr. Trump might fire him, too. But now he stays. Elsewhere around the government, the new president has selected a number of acting secretaries to run the departments until confirmed nominees take their place. The long-standing practice is a way to minimize ripples before the new people take over. Among those new people is retired Army General Lloyd Austin, who seems well on his way to becoming defense secretary.
The bill is passed.
Both the House and Senate have now approved a waiver of the legal requirement that military men must be retired for at least 7 years before assuming leadership at the Pentagon. Austin retired from the Army in May of 2016. A similar waiver was granted to President Trump's first defense secretary, General James Mattis. Former Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg appeared certain today to win confirmation as well as transportation secretary.
I believe good transportation policy can play no less a role than making possible the American dream, getting people and goods to where they need to be, directly and indirectly creating good-paying jobs.
Senator Todd Young is a Republican from Indiana, the nominee's home state.
Pete and I have known one another for a number of years. He's a professional friend and colleague and someone for whom I have a great deal of respect.
Regarding other confirmation hearings, Janet Yellen's nomination to be Treasury Secretary will come up tomorrow. Gina Raimondo's as Commerce Secretary is set for Tuesday. Jennifer Granholm's hearings as the new Energy Secretary will be on Wednesday, along with the nominees for UN Representative and Veterans Affairs. Alejandro Mayorkas' nomination as Homeland Security Secretary has been slowed by objections from Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley, who questioned his position on border security. Senator Chuck Schumer is the new majority leader.
We are urging our Republican colleagues to move nominations forward. With the crises we have, the economic crisis, the health care crisis, and all the other crises we face, we need to have people in place.
But the possible impeachment trial of former President Trump could slow down the process further by distracting the senators from the job of confirming the nominees. And while it's not clear when that trial would start, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is proposing that it not get underway until maybe the middle of next month to allow Mr. Trump some time to review the case against him.